The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Here's to those ladies. And the gentlemen, here's to the A-F of M. I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band.
Sing it, Frankie, sing it, baby.
Here's to the band.
Francis Albert, Artie Schreck wrote that with Al Natoli, one of the great, great Frank Sinatra tunes. Never played enough. Thank you, Albert, for putting that on. Here's to the band, Francis Albert Sinatra, paying tribute to all of the musicians of the AFM. At 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, I'm always proud to bring to the airwaves Avi Dershowitz. Professor Dershowitz allows me to call him Avi, Harvard Law professor, prominent legal scholar, best-selling author. Latest book is An Introduction to the Mueller Report. Avi, if I may, sir, welcome back to the show. Great to have you here, Alan.
Thank you. Yeah.
Alan, what's going on? I know you're on vacation, and we appreciate you taking the time to chat, sir. We never take that for granted. They unsealed this indictment against Jeffrey Epstein yesterday, alleging some pretty serious crimes, Professor. You've done some legal work for him before. Give us your reaction to this whole situation regarding Epstein.
Well, we really don't know enough. The indictment itself is fairly bare bone. From my point of view, the important thing is that it doesn't mention me. As you know, David Boies has been on a campaign to try to accuse me of things. But all of his three clients, every one of his three clients, has been proven to be a perjurer. The first person who accused me also said she had dinner with Bill Clinton on Jeffrey Epstein's island with two underage girls. And yesterday issued a statement saying he was never on Epstein's island, and the Secret Service confirmed that. So here you have a woman who's been just lying about Bill Clinton. She also claimed she saw Al Gore and Tip O'Gore on the island. They don't even know Jeffrey Epstein. Another woman, David Boies, issued an affidavit on behalf of. She sent letters, emails to the New York Post saying she had sex tapes of Hillary Clinton, of Donald Trump, of Bill Clinton, and of Richard Branson. The New York Post, of course, said she's not credible, and they refused to print her allegations on page six. But David Boies submitted an affidavit on her behalf. And so, you know, the question is twofold. Number one, are these women in general credible? And I have no reason to believe they're not. But are the women who have been recruited by David Boies to earn him money? And he was trying, according to this woman's best friend, to get a $1 billion legal settlement from Leslie Wexner. I mean, the whole goal was to publicly accuse me falsely, and then to go to Leslie Wexner, which David Boies did personally, went and saw his lawyer, and say, if you don't want to have happen to you what happened to Dershowitz, there are ways of resolving this. So, you know, there's a lot more that has to be looked into. I'm glad the FBI is finally looking into this. I wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal urging the FBI to investigate this case. I took the Boies accusation to the U.S. Attorney's Office, to the FBI, and to the district attorney and asked them to investigate. And finally, the FBI is involved in the case. So I'm confident that at least I will be completely cleared and vindicated for something I didn't do. I never met these people. I didn't know them. Just a totally made-up story. But as far as Epstein is concerned, I mean, I'm not representing him. I'm not his lawyer. Uh-huh. But the first issue will be whether he gets bail, and And then the next issue will be whether or not there are any legal barriers, double jeopardy, the previous deal. These are issues that will be resolved in the court.
This comes out of the Southern District of New York, Professor?
Right. Yeah.
Why am I
a U.S. attorney in that district? A man named Berman, yeah.
Yeah, I'm suspect. Why am I? And again, whatever happened, this is reprehensible, and I understand that. But when something comes out of the Southern District of New York, we were talking to Commissioner Bernie Kerik about this, I'm suspect of anything out of the Southern District now, because I see the witch hunt they're going after the president, how they're going after the president, and all these, this Mueller probe, which you're brilliant in your introduction to the Mueller report, your latest book. Now I'm just suspect of everything now. What can we trust? What we can't trust? Do you know what I'm saying, Professor?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think every American citizen should always be in a suspicious mode. That's a very healthy attitude in a democracy.
Yeah.
Don't assume anything. Verify. When you hear people accused of something, presume them innocent until they've been proven guilty by hard evidence. I think in a democracy, it's very important to maintain presumption of innocence and also to always be somewhat suspicious of government. That makes a lot of sense. But government does a lot of good. Prosecutors do a lot of good. And they have to prove themselves. And they have to prove themselves basically every day. I have generally a high regard, generally, for the Southern District. I've written critically about them over the years. But many of my former students have gone to work for the Southern District. There are some very, very good career prosecutors who are not involved in politics, but everything today has become so political and so Trump-oriented that you have to at least keep an open mind about everything.
And there were a lot of eyebrows raised that Epstein was able to get such a good deal when he pled guilty in Florida back in 2008. How did he get such a good deal again, Professor?
Well, the government didn't have a very strong case back then. Remember, you have to prove an interstate commerce connection. You have to prove that that anybody brought the women across state lines or used telephones. And what he was accused of back then was all local. He was accused of women, girls who were living in Palm Beach. And so it was very hard to create the federal jurisdiction. And his lawyers, I was one of them, Ken Starr was one of them, Marty Weinberg was one of them, that he had a terrific team of lawyers. We pressed very hard. They wanted to go after him much more in a much tougher way. But, when 90-something percent of all criminal cases are settled, and they're always settled in terms of how strong the case is for the prosecution, how strong the case is for the defense. And back then, the case for a federal prosecution was not particularly strong. The case for a state prosecution was, and he ultimately pleaded to a state charge and got 18 months, which was not atypical for people charged with those kinds of crimes back then. Things have changed dramatically over the past decade or so.
Yeah, and Epstein was a friend of both President Clinton and President Trump, and some people are going to raise an eyebrow here since James Comey's daughter is one of the prosecutors in the case.
Yeah, I noticed that. Epstein was a friend of everybody. He was a friend of the president of Harvard. He was a friend of the Lady Rothschild. It was the Lady Rothschild who introduced him to me, who pleaded with me to meet him, saying he was a brilliant guy and a philanthropist and he wants to give money to Harvard. Would I please take some time out to meet him? And Lady Rothschild introduced me to him. She invited him to come to her husband, the Lord Rothschild's birthday party with Prince Andrew. These people traveled in heady circles. David Gergen was a friend of his. Everybody in the Harvard academic world knew him. He had an office in Harvard Square, and nobody suspected he was leading this other life. He kept it completely, completely secret from everybody.
And you're not part of the legal team this time around, just to reiterate,
no.
Correct? It's like that. And you know what? And Avi, we love having you on the show, man. And you're such a good guy. And forgive me for making this personal, but what's it like? I mean, they're dragging your name through the mud. And you just went, the first thing you did, and rightly so, I love that you went to the FBI and said, this is bogus. Yeah. This is not true. Yeah. Take care of this. But that's got to be painful. I mean, we've all had bad things said about us, but to have your name dragged through the mud like that, how unnecessary was that, Professor? Well, I mean, really.
And especially, this is the only Me Too case where I just didn't know the person at all. In every other Me Too case, there was a pre-existing relationship. They knew each other. They worked together. Yeah. That sex was consensual, wasn't it? These are people just that came out of the blue for money. Never met them, didn't know them.
Yep.
From day one, I said, there will be no photographs. I never met them. I didn't know them. There will be no witnesses, and there weren't. And then finally, David Boies admitted to me on tape in a recording that it was impossible for me to have been in the places she said, that she had sex with me, and that she was wrong, simply wrong. This is her own lawyer admitting it.
Ugh.
And now that lawyer is trying to sue me for defamation. Ugh. But basically repeating what he said. I said it wasn't true. She was lying. She made up the story. And I was basically repeating what her own lawyer said. And now her own lawyer, having said it to me, is suing me for defamation. But I don't worry. In America, a falsely accused person has the right to defend himself, whether it was Alexander Hamilton defending himself, John Adams defending himself against Thomas Jefferson. Every American should have the right to defend from a false accusation. And I'm going to continue to defend myself. You know, this morning on a WEI radio show somewhere, a talk show host categorically stated that I was guilty, even looking at the evidence. And so, you know, I have to fight back, and the world of Twitter, the world of social media is filled with these, you know, just hollow accusations. So, you know, you fight back. At 80 years old, I really have better things to do. And part of this is clearly motivated by the fact that I have defended Trump on constitutional grounds.
Bingo.
Some of it's motivated by the fact that I defended Bibi Netanyahu and Israel. I've gotten all kinds of anti-Semitic and anti-Israel allegations. One website said the only reason we're covering this, it doesn't deserve to be covered otherwise, is because Dershowitz is such a strong spokesman for Israel and we have to silence his voice.
Wow.
So, you know, there are so many motivations behind this, but the truth will out. You know, this is an easy case for me because since the day I met Jeffrey Epstein, I've had sex with one woman. It's very easy to remember when you only had sex with your wife. and so in the end, an FBI investigation, any investigation by any law enforcement, will completely vindicate me. But it's taken time. It's been 4 years now that I've been fighting against these false charges. And, you know, the lawyers really took advantage of these young women. Yeah. They're the ones who put them up to it. One of the women said she never named me previously, but she named me only after she felt, quote, pressured by her lawyers. And so I think, you know, we have to look into these lawyers and look into David Boies and look into other people in his law firm who have been trying to make fortunes of money on the backs of these young women who were, you know, probably victims of someone, but not of me.
Yeah, Professor Dershowitz, we appreciate your valuable time on your vacation, sure, sir. But I got to let, on another note, on a final note, if I may, sure, Avi, a Florida high school principal is being reassigned after saying he had to remain neutral when discussing the Holocaust. How did we get here?
Right.
How did we get here?
It's absurd to think that that is not a historical fact. I mean, imagine if he said, I'm going to be neutral on whether there was slavery in America. I'm going to be neutral as to whether or not the earth is round. You can't be neutral on the fact of the Holocaust, and you should be fired.
All right, Professor, thank you so much. It's your vacation. You called in. You have your voice here anytime, Avi, and thank you so much, my friend. Alan Dershowitz right there. By the way, you want to check out his latest book, go online, Alan Dershowitz, The Mueller Report. And, you know, Frankie Five Boroughs, it's tough. We've talked to Avi many, many times, and when they make the accusations, if anybody can say anything. And then you always end up having to defend yourself. It's a horrible time that, in that regard.
Well, that's right, especially when you know, the person doing the accusing is in all likelihood a victim of sexual assault. You know, you don't want to go and tell a teenage victim of sexual assault who's likely been traumatized, oh, you know, we don't think you're telling the truth. Right. So, you know, society has sort of a built in bias in terms of believing sexual assault victims.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially underage.
Hey, Frank, walk me through this before we break. And by the way, coming up, Staff Sergeant David Bolavia, decorated Iraq War veteran, just awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump in that White House ceremony last week. He's going to join us live on the air. The FBI says it appears these women appear to be underage in regards to Epstein, appear to be. They're not saying. I mean, if they're going to come down with an indictment, shouldn't they say, absolutely, we verified by birth certificates, they are underage? I mean, appears to be. That was so vague, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. I'm looking through the indictment now to see what actual language they use in the indictment. But you're right. I thought that was very noteworthy that Jeff Berman mentioned that in his remarks yesterday. Perhaps that's going to be what the Epstein legal defense team ends up being.
Yeah. Thank you, Frankie. Piscopo in the morning, the Medal of Honor recipient, Sergeant.
So in the indictment, they refer to them as minor girls, right? Dozens of minor girls.
Right.
So that would appear to indicate, you know, that they are underage.
All right. David Bolavia will join us, and we'll be talking about this. This great warrior is going to join us. This true American hero is going to join us, and I'm very, very proud to bring him to the airwaves. Coming up momentarily, right now we're going to jump to Debbie Duhaime out there on the roads looking out for you at 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to the hutch south at North Street, getting down toward Harrison. It's an accident. A tractor-trailer went into the overpass, so they're still working at the scene. Moving okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge over on 287 West, getting out toward Exit 2. An accident being cleared, getting out toward Elmsford. Now, traffic is still moving pretty slowly on that eastbound Gowanus, heading up and out through the Prospect. Stop-and-go traffic still as you take a ride to Broadway, getting down past Houston Street. Just a lot of volume this morning. Deegan northbound by the stadium. That's a collision. Cross Bronx West, heavy traffic out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. We're still seeing delays on the westbound BQE right at the Kosciuszko Bridge. Accident in the right lane on the westbound belt. Bumper to bumper by Kennedy Airport. Accident on the shoulder. Northbound Van Wyck, an overturned vehicle up by Liberty Avenue, and it's heavy southbound as well, with rubbernecking delays heading down through that stretch. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high in the upper 80s, sunny tomorrow, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt believes the president needs to get the census back.
Right now, Democrats are dancing over the census decision that was handed down by the Supreme Court, saying you had to strike the immigration status question. The census power is detailed in Article 1, but it's been delegated by the Article 1 Congress to the president. So it's the president's power. He needs to get it back.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Are you aware that gold has reached its highest price in 6 years? And chances are it could go much higher before year's end. Please turn to my friends. You can trust the Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could be missing one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That number, 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure that your existing investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to own bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Dr. Gorka, thanks so much. 923 with Joe on the radio. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield. Love telling you about Rhino Shield. It's a ceramic coating. My cousin Paulie's it, and my nephew Brett. My beautiful family, they're going, what's the Rhino Shield? So I explained to him, it's a ceramic coating, and it goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, whatever coating that you have. A Rhino Shield process reflects UV rays, saves you energy inside and out, and it looks like a freshly painted house when you do it. It's amazing. Is your commercial building or home in need of repointing brick? Do you have cracks or peeling stucco? Susan's team cleans and repairs the brick, adds a waterproof adhesive, primer, sealer, and ceramic top coat, again, that insulates and waterproof, and it's done one time. And you know what? You get a 25-year guarantee with Rhino Shield against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. Go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Read about this unique process. This is spectacular. I'm just so grateful to Susan, who came out to my house and Rhino Shielded my home, because I don't have to paint it again. I don't have to look at the spots and go, I got to hire my guy, Guy. That's his name. Not my guy, Guy. That's his name, Guy. I got to hire Guy, my guy, and paint here, paint there. No more of that. I Rhino Shielded, boom, done. Looks freshly painted every single day. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or again, rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Piscopo on the radio, AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, around these fine United States of America and around the world, 925. So honored to bring to the airwaves Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, decorated Iraq War veteran. He was awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump in that White House ceremony last week. David, Sergeant, with the great privilege, we bring you back to the show in great respect, sir. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for jumping on the air with us, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, sir.
No, man, I'll tell you what. We've talked to you many, many times now. You're a Medal of Honor recipient. Congratulations. And, I mean, you're a very humble guy, too, a sergeant. But, that, I mean, to be at the White House, President Trump, and around your neck goes the Medal of Honor. Tell us what you're feeling, if you would.
Yeah, it's surreal. This happened 15 years ago. And so, you know, you just live your life. You put the war behind you. You try to, you know, move forward, and then you get this call out of the blue. And, you know, let's be honest, someone calls you and says, I want to talk about something that happened 50 years ago, you know, you get a little bit, hey, now, you know, maybe, you know, talk to my attorney, what's going on here? So, you know, I was a little concerned, and then they the President of the United States is on the phone. You know, just and it was just such a weird, you know, there's no inkling of that this is coming. They don't tell you, you know, you're under consideration or you made it through the quarterfinals. It's not a competition. It's a very secretive, very exhaustive investigative process. And in my case, it took 15 years.
Well, you know what, Sergeant, too, Sergeant David Bellavia, when you went into these darkened rooms, and I'm reading what you went through, and the reason that you got you received the Medal of Honor is because what you did. How can you walk us through the battle? You know, Jack Jacobs is a friend, Colonel Jack Jacobs, another Medal of Honor recipient. And I always ask Jack, in the heat of the moment, what goes through your mind, David, if I may? And you're going from one, you're up and down, and you're, it's dark. You can't see, man. You're back. What goes through your mind? I mean, is it the survival that gets you through moments like that in the heat of the battle, sir?
Yeah, well, you know, it's so weird. First of all, Jack Jacobs growing up, in basic training, I had to memorize Jack Jacobs' citation.
Wow!
And
that's
I get to meet Jack Jacobs.
Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah, no, and he's teaching me how to put the medal on, and I ask him, where did you learn this? And he tells me, Audie Murphy taught him how to put his medal on. I mean, just to show you how just incredible this whole thing is. You know, when you're in those situations, though, Joe, it's, you know, your confidence is, it ebbs and flows. You feel, I got this, I can do this. and then something happens, and you're just reminded that survivability on the battlefield is just dumb luck. There are so many skilled, incredible, professional warriors that, you know, get hit right at the doorway. And then there are guys that, you know, you just keep going until your luck runs out. And in this circumstance, you know, I didn't really have – most of these awards come from just a really poor, adjudication of your situational awareness. You're just like, how many people are in the house? You know, are there two? Are there six? Are there 20? I'm just going to keep going until, you know, the good Lord decides I'm done. And in this case, I just got lucky. And, they can't see you either. So, I mean, that darkness, you know, plays for both sides. I had night vision, but night vision works with a cat's eye. You need a little bit of loom for that night vision to work. But again, these guys that I served with, they came from every walk of American life. You know, we look different, we think differently, but together in that house as a generation, we were one team. And the American fighter is just, that's a hell of a team to be on.
Wait, David, you were with the night vision. That's impossible. I don't know how your perception with the night vision. I mean, it's how difficult is it? I mean, really?
It's the thing is that you've got other, it's dark, but then you've got smoke involved. And then, of course, you know, these guys had propane tanks and C4 all over the house. So now you're thinking, you know, I'm not an expert in explosives. So what if my bullet sends something off? You know, there's all these things going on in the back of your head. But the one thing is that, you know, you keep going forward. If you leave in a situation like that, you could easily be shot in the back, or you could be shot from the front. So it's just, you just keep pushing. And what makes you keep pushing is the fact that the day before, you had like two 19-year-old kids that saved your life. And the day after that, there were two 20-year-old kids that saved your life. And so this was just, you know, next man up. And I was in a position in that house where I could do some fighting and get these guys out, because the day before and the day after, we did 21 days in Fallujah. We're talking about close quarter combat. You know, we're exchanging fire 5 feet away.
Oh, for 21 days? 21 days, brother? God bless
21
you.
21 days, the Battle of Fallujah. And that was a Marine Corps-led fight. I was in the Army, but, you know, the Army gets a lot of credit. But the Marine Corps, you know, they were doing this for a very long time. My grandfather was in the Normandy campaign, and I would hear stories growing up about, you know, fighting Germans and the Japanese. This was my generation's Normandy Beach. Fallujah was, you know, Marines and sailors and airmen and soldiers together fighting against one side. Yeah. And we took a lot of loss. But at the end of the day, you know, those guys who sacrificed for us are the reason why we came home.
Buffalo, New York. Sergeant, Buffalo, New York, do you go home? Do you walk the streets? I mean, you're so popular now. You're the icon that you are. Do you go back just to gain strength by going back to the city from which you come from, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what, I get a whole lot more street credit talking to Joe Piscopo today. That's going to be you're on the Rushmore of Italian Americans. We got DiMaggio,
man.
And Marciano and Piscopo.
You're the best.
Seriously though, it's so crazy. Buffalo is a great town, and obviously a ton of patriotic people there, and they appreciate their vets. But you know what's cool is that this is really something that every veteran is sharing. I have Vietnam guys who were just shamed. They didn't wear their uniform when they come home. They're coming up to me with tears in their eyes, and they're finally getting the love and the respect that they deserve.
Yeah.
So it's something that we share together in Buffalo, all vets have been really cool, and we're all doing this together.
Yeah, talking about the Italian-American community, you know, it's so funny. They said, Joe, we want you to do the Italian festival. This was not too long ago, maybe 5-7 years, something like that. Joe, we want you to do the Italian festival in Buffalo. And I go, oh, great, what's the theater? Where did it was like outside. Dave, it was outside, man. It was in the streets of Buffalo, man. And I couldn't do a sound check because it was like outside. So they go, okay, Joe, you're on. So all I virtually – we rehearsed at like some kind of bar or something with the band. And then you're on. I stepped up 5,000 people all in the streets of downtown Buffalo at one of the greatest moments performance-wise ever. God, what a great town. Great town. And the Italian-American spirit is just spectacular, man.
Let me tell you something. On Columbus Day, Jack Jacobs said, "Hey, I need you to come to Jersey for Columbus Day." I'm like, "What's the deal? What, you're not even Italian. What the hell are you inviting me for?" And he goes, "Joe Piscopo's going to be there." I'm like, "I'm in. Lock it in. I want to see Joe Piscopo."
Jack's got some Italian in him, man. He goes to the Italian-American club like that. David, you know, I can't. You're such a great guy, and we're just so honored to have you on the show and to know you as well. We want you to please come back anytime. What are you going to do next? I mean, you could do anything that you want now. And hopefully one of those things you'll do is always come back to our program. But what in your life do you want to do next, Sergeant? What are you thinking?
I want to serve my country. The Army's given me an opportunity to help recruit. You know, I mean, the thing about the Army is that there's a million and seven reasons why we're divided as a country. And in the military, none of those things matter. I don't care what you look like or who you worship, who you love. You want to get shot at for me? I'm going to follow you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to bring you home. Maybe more civilians can learn from what our men and women are doing in uniform.
That's a Medal of Honor, David Blavy, Bronze Star Medal, Army Commendation Medal, two of those, two Army Achievement Medals, Overseas Service Bars, now Medal of Honor recipient. We are so proud to know you, David. God bless you, Sergeant. Thank you for your service, and Godspeed, my friend.
All right, I'll see you on Columbus Day.
Oh, you got to do it, man. Come on. We'll do a couple Italian songs together. That would be an honor for me, man. Let's do it, all right?
I look forward to it. You take care, sir.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. Staff Sergeant David Blavia right there, a true American hero. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 9:35 right now. I see the phone calls. Please hold. I'm going to, I promise I'll go to the calls on our Balance of Nature phone line. Right now, Al's standing by. He's staring at me, man. I got to go to Al. He's got the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
77 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is saying that municipalities with infrastructure projects that either protect public health or improve water quality are receiving millions to help via the Water Infrastructure Improvement Act and the Intermunicipal Water Infrastructure Grant Program. $350 million will be split across the state. Cuomo says the state is proposing the most protective levels in the nation to make sure water systems are fixed and tested for contaminants. The towns of Huntington and Hempstead are among the recipients of $3 million each, as are seven Long Island water districts. A number of Nassau County communities also received smaller grants to help fund the development of anti-contaminant programs. A company in Red Hook is busy shredding paper for tomorrow's ticker tape parade for the U.S. women's soccer team. General Manager of Kansas Recycling of New York, John Siafi, says they're preparing a ton of confetti. Siafi shredded paper 4 years ago when the women's soccer team paraded through Lower Manhattan. He says he feels no shred of remorse, pardon the pun, giving the confetti for free. In sports, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, the 2019 Major League Baseball Home Run Derby champion, the slugging first baseman, beat Blue Jays rookie Vlad Guerrero Jr. 23-22 in the finals at Cleveland's Progressive Field. Alonso wins $1 million in prize money, and he's donating portions of that prize money to Tunnel for Towers and Wounded Warriors. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're still seeing this closure in Livingston out by Livingston Mall. Looks like you're still completely shut down as you head to South Orange Avenue out by Walnut Street because of an ongoing investigation. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the inbound side of the Holland. It's 10. Lincoln Tunnel's just down to 5 minutes, and you're still moving okay at the inbound side of the GWB. Still seeing some volume here on the outbound GWB, the Cross Bronx westbound stop-and-go traffic getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Deegan North by the stadium. Looks like you have an accident there. Whitestone Bridge, heavy traffic into Queens. It's some ongoing road work. It's still pretty busy on the FDR Drive South right through the 70s. And the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, an accident there. Queens Midtown Tunnel 15 in. Over on the northbound Van Wyck at Liberty Avenue, a car flipped. So you're going to see some delays getting through that area as well. And we're still seeing stop-and-go traffic on the northern state west at New Hyde Park Road. An accident being cleared. Sunny today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save on new appliances by shopping Lowe's July 4th. forth savings. Get great deals like up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7/10 U.S. only.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? Well, that's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need, and they'll match you up with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done so you can relax this summer. Now, to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today. Remember, that's homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com, or download their free app.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, US MULO, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy, energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amberin a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amberin today.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hold fast on the phones, please. Balance of Nature phone lines. We're going there. 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota because I'm going to give you 5 minutes till 9:45. It's 9:40 right now. I'm going to give you 9:45 if you call this number, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, right? You get a free oil change, right? And you get a free filter. Did I say free? I said free. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. That's why, like, Iggy is there, and Chester, and Carmelo, and Shoya, and Johnny, and Chris, and Wendy. I tell you that every morning. These folks are great. It's a family at Route 22 Toyota. And Alex Kinsella's there. When I tell you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, forget about it. You show me where you're going to get that. You can't get that anywhere else. And you know, give and take. No back and forth, no shenanigans, just a family feel when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And now this, you got 5 minutes, I'll give you to 9:45. All European models are excluded, but if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection. You get a free filter and a free oil change from Route 22 Toyota. All right, 855-621-9949, largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. That beautiful state-of-the-art service center that Iggy is so proud of on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You got to check it out. And start here, please, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 9:42, going to our Balance of Nature phone lines. Professor Finch is on the air. Charlie, welcome back, my friend. What's on your mind this morning, Charlie?
Joe, I'm 10 months younger than you, and I don't know how you do it. You're an inspiration. Now, I have known our newest presidential candidate, Tom Steyer, since he was a baby. Hmm. Because like President Trump's sons, Eric and Don Jr., mm-hmm. we all went to the Buckley School here in Manhattan,
cool.
where we dated girls from the Hewitt School where Jeffrey Epstein started out as a mathematics professor.
Yeah, boy.
And in the mid-60s, as the goalie for the Buckley team out of what is now the Carl Icahn Stadium, we not only beat Arthur Idala's alma mater, Poly Prep, 3 years in a row, but we won three city championships. That's why in tomorrow's parade, I'm rooting for Jersey's own Carly Lloyd, who became a reserve, even though she was the biggest star on the team, and let Morgan and Rapinoe flap their yaps. She's a Jersey girl. And by the way, Joe, since the 4th of July, I've been on the phone with family and friends from Southern California. I think something happened out there, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if Frank Morano recognized it? Onward and forward.
Thank you, Carly Lloyd. I gotta remember Carly Lloyd from Jersey. There is a nice girl. There's a classy girl on the soccer team. And there she was, such a big star. To Charlie's point, she was on the reserves. And, you know, she never... And I don't want to put pressure on her, opened her mouth on the team. She always was very reserved and very respectful and very classy, Jersey girl, Carly Lloyd. And I wonder how many girls does this girl, Rapinoe, she speaks for all the team? I can't imagine all the team feel like she. I'm sure someone on the team.
Well, let's see who shows up at the White House, right?
Well, did they do that? Did they extend the invitation to who wants to show up?
I think the president will invite everybody, just as he did with the Red Sox.
You think he'll do something like that? Yeah. Let me go to Richard. Richard, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yes, I noticed an interview with Mets first baseman Pete Alonso. He also said that the police and firefighters put their lives on the line every day, and that was part of the reason, you know, that he did what he did. You know, also I signed up for a Rhino Shield there, and I met Susan, who was a lovely lady, very nice person.
Hey, Richard, there you go, buddy.
She even took a picture of my 1940 radio that my parents bought when they first got married, the old floor model Philco. She took a photo of it.
Oh, you got to email us a picture of that, Richard. We want to see that. Me and Frankie would love to see that. That's cool. And thank you, and thanks so much, and good luck with the Rhino Shield. You're going to absolutely love it. You know, Richard was just talking about Pete Alonso. He won the home run derby last night, and he won $1 million. And then he says, I'm going to donate 5% to Wounded Warriors, 5% to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. That's a foundation that I always have is just so proud to work with Frank Siller and the family in the name of Steven Siller. And then you're right, and I'm glad you brought that up, Richard. Then he says, this young kid says, you know what, the firefighters, they put their lives on the line for us. The first responders work so hard, the least I can do. And he's how old, 24, you said?
That's right.
Look at this kid, the first baseman for the Mets, and I'm a Yankee fan, I got to tell you.
He's, I think, the first person in history ever to, in their rookie year, have 30 home runs by the All-Star break.
Wow.
He's an incredible player.
You got to embrace that. You just got to embrace that.
Might be the best Mets power hitter ever. Yeah. In history,
and to be that humble at that age, and I wish I wish this girl Megan Rapinoe would just take a page out of the Alonzo's book.
I mean, it's easy to be humble when you're playing like Ron Karkovice, but then when you're hitting 30 home runs by the All-Star break as a rookie, you know, that's a tough thing.
You're right. Do we do Joseph? He's such a good guy.
He is. Sent me the nicest letter.
All right, Joseph, I got to, Al, stay with me on this. Joseph, we got a couple seconds, but we wanted to...
I'll be quick.
Go ahead, sir. What are you doing?
I wrote a song about you. Have you heard about the Jersey Joe? Beaten by the family courts every time. Have you heard about the Jersey Joe? All the sweet honeys eyeing for his money. Unlucky in love, that's what they say.
Right.
He's just a Jersey Guido like Morano who gambled his heart away, but he keeps us smiling every day.
Thank you,
Joseph.
I said from the beginning.
Where's the Cthulhu thing?
No, he didn't get Cthulhu'd because he was actually on. You have to not be on in order to get Cthulhu'd.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Joseph. Is our Steve? Is that Steve? Should I try this, Steve?
No, okay,
let's go to Dave then. Listen, we appreciate your call. The calls are blowing up, and we appreciate it very much on our Balance of Nature phone line. But Dave's been a longtime listener from day one and one of the classiest guys we know. Dave, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
I feel great today. It's a great day, you know, and I'm just grateful to be alive and to be able to speak to you again.
Hey, man, thank you so much, my friend. What are you thinking? What do you think? What's on your mind?
On my mind is Nike and the way they keep pandering to Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a shame. A guy with his intelligence, you know, if he really cares about you know, making this country a better country and the world a better place, then, you know, he would, instead of fomenting this anti-police hatred, you know, he would go into these areas, like you said.
Yeah.
He's a football player.
Yeah.
You know, mentor some of these boys who are out on the streets getting into trouble.
Yeah. Dave, you know? stay with me for a second, because you're Dave, if you're listening, he's been a longtime listener. He's a black American, a conservative. But don't hold that against him. Yeah. So as a black man, Dave, and I, like I said, I'm feeling, and I can say, because I got to be careful what I say, because I'm a white guy, and I apologize if I misstate it, but it just seems that they're playing the race card, that Nike's playing the race card, and then as is Kaepernick playing the race card back to Nike. So it's like you could use terms like slave or like a poster boy or whatever, but there's something very disingenuous about that relationship, and I think we're being played by Nike and Kaepernick. Are you feeling that as the young black man that you are?
Absolutely. I would say, as the old saying goes, the pox on both their houses.
Yeah.
Because they are clearly playing into racial hustle, and they are creating a divide that by and large does not exist.
Yeah.
You know, this is
true.
A cult movement among some demagogues, and Nike ought to know better.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you. Dave, thank you. God bless you, and thank you for being the great patriot that you are. There's a guy who's a Muslim, he's a black man, he's a conservative, and he's legally blind, and he is always so positive. We appreciate that so much. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you, talking about positive energy. Debbie Duhame. How you doing this morning, Deb?
I'm doing okay, Joe. Thank you so much. Trying to send you some positive vibes through the traffic here on the Hutch southbound at North Street down through Harrison. Tractor trailer hit the overpass. You're going to see some emergency activity over there. We're still seeing delays this morning on the eastbound belt by Cropsey Ave. Accident cleared. Westbound belt by Bay Parkway. Emergency activity. It's still bumper to bumper. Westbound BQE right at the Kosciuszko Bridge with an accident. The Grand Central Parkway East at the Clearview. It's a spin out there. Whitestone Bridge, heavy and both directions with construction. Northern State West, right at New Hyde Park Road. That's an accident. I see volume on 18 southbound getting down past Rutgers. And over on 287 northbound, stop and go traffic as you get up and out through that Morristown area as well. So do prepare for some delays there as well. Watch out for some slowdowns this morning as you head over to the Northeast Corridor of New Jersey Transit. 7 canceled trains this morning with some ongoing issues there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager is looking at the future of North Korea.
If Kim Jong-un will give up a lot of his nuclear capabilities and in some way lighten up his totalitarian rule, because flattery from the President of the United States goes a long way, then let him flatter this barbarian.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains why we chose Trump.
He is you, he is me, but he just happens to be a billionaire from Queens. That's why we chose him. Because people look at him and say, okay, he may be the president, he may have the nuclear codes, but if I were on Air Force One, I'd be eating Big Macs too like he is.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Plenty of sunshine and pleasant today with a warmer afternoon, high 88. Clear tonight, though 71 in Midtown, 63 to 67 in many suburbs. Sunshine and some clouds tomorrow, rather hot and humid in the afternoon with a high not far from 90. Thursday, partly sunny, warm but humid with a high of 85. There'll be a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the area late Thursday and Thursday night. AM 970, The Answer.
It is time for my second dose of Balance of Nature. I have it right here in my bag, in my radio bag. I carry my Balance of Nature, and I will take the fruits that are there. Yes, there they are. I will take them, and I will take three more. I take three in the morning, and then I take three at the end of the show, and then I'll do three vegetables, and then three vegetables again. And by the way, Frankie, that great, great drink, that fiber drink, that is spectacular.
Yeah, you can mix it with juice, you can mix it with tea, you can mix it with water.
Yeah, you gotta just if you go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code TheAnswer, you're gonna get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. As I take my Balance of Nature this morning, I'm just so happy to tell you something that will help you. You have more energy that help will stave off all those free radicals that attack our bodies every single day. I have in my hand the Balance of Nature, and I will take it. Frankie started talking about it. Al's doing it. Debbie's doing it. We want you on the Balance of Nature train. Don't forget, 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Here is the number. You know the number. I know you know. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the promo code TheAnswer. 800-246-8751. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Biscopo on the radio. What a show, man. We flew by this morning. Thank you so much for staying with us. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Man, you got Dr. Gorka. You got Dennis Prager. Kevin coming up tonight at 5. Larry Elder. Don't miss Larry Elder show. We love Larry Elder. Can I go to Christian before we get out of here, Big Al? Christian, thank you for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Joe Biscopo, good morning. Good to hear you again, my friend.
You too, indeed, Christian. What are you thinking? What's on your mind, man?
Let me tell you something.
Yes,
you know, I told you I'm 16 years old, and I love this country a lot. You know, I really love America, and I'm proud to be an American. But I was watching the Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've never seen so much disrespect.
Yeah.
These girls, they took the flag, and they just dropped it on the floor. Just dropped it on the floor just like that.
Yeah.
How could you do something like that?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I know. They were caught up in the moment. Christian, thank you for calling. I understand. This Megan Rapinoe gal, they were taking pictures and they were goofing around with the trophy in their hand and they were holding the flag and then they just dropped the flag, man. And then they were stomping on the flag. And I'm thinking, well, they're kids. Well, and she's not a spring chicken, this Megan Rapinoe, correct? But they're stomping on the flag. And I'm thinking, well, they're caught up in the moment. And then Kelly O'Hara.
34. She's 34.
Yeah. Well, Kelly O'Hara, thank God, comes in and picks the flag up immediately. God bless her. And I'll tell you, that's very interesting. You didn't have to make this. It was a beautiful moment, this U.S. soccer team, the women's soccer team. It was a beautiful moment, especially for those of us who have daughters and have watched. And you watch those. It's tough to sit through, 2 hours of a game, field hockey or soccer, whatever you're watching, you know. And we watch and we're proud of our girls. They're just diminishing it by making this political, diminishing it. And it's just so disheartening. I mean, I'm not even angry about it. I'm just disappointed, so disappointed. And now I'm this parade going by, really? And I think so. Who said that? Who called? It was all political. The reason that they're allowing this parade is just because it goes against Donald Trump. I'm sure, I'm convinced of it. And I would suggest this, and I say this respectfully. If you're at the parade tomorrow, bring a MAGA hat. I mean, I don't have one because I don't like to just, I don't like to walk around and say, hi. You know, I'm just under the radar, and I'm proud of what the president's doing. I support the president, and I'm a proud patriot. But tomorrow, wear the MAGA hat at the parade. Come on. Just, oh, you got to send the message home. Just a suggestion, but no violence, no hate. Just to put aside the divide and just believe in this country. Frankie, great show. Thank you so much. That's a lot of show. We appreciate that, Frankie Fibros. Albert, thank you. Always appreciate it very much. And Matt Conklin, great job. We appreciate it. Hey, George, thank you, brother. Thank you so much. And Matt Sambolin, thank you so much. We've got a great team here at AM 970 The Answer. Most of all, we thank you for watching. We thank you for listening to AM 970 The Answer. God bless you. God bless America. Make it the best day ever. And you know why? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.